Good evening. This is Andrew Grummet's audio weblog for September 19th, 2004. It's been a pretty relaxing and mostly offline weekend here in Somerville, Massachusetts. I had some family visiting, and we spent the weekend mostly doing family kinds of things. So Friday, I hinted at what I might audio blog about, and I'll just tell a quick story about that. But first, I just want to mention, depending on how you receive this audio, you might have downloaded it directly off my weblog link, or you might have received it in an RSS enclosure using one of the iPodder scripts. But if you're not an iPodder, you might want to check out http://iPodder.org. That's iPodder.org to learn about the latest technology for downloading and automatically transferring audio files to your mobile audio player. It's pretty cool stuff, and I'm involved with it a little bit, and really enjoying it as a customer. So it's great stuff, and a lot of interesting people involved. So check it out. All right, so this debugging story, I'm going to try to keep it short, and but it's sort of one of these technical detective story type stories, and the outcome is, you know, not earth shattering. Hang up now if you're, you know, interested in, you know, the latest earth shattering stuff. This is just kind of a fun story from Friday. You know, as a programmer, when you figure out, you know, the source of a bug, you know, ultimately, you sort of return to status quo, right? Your software doesn't suck as much as it used to. But when you are sort of going through the step-by-step, you know, using reason and, you know, kind of deduction, and suddenly you figure it out, and the world once again becomes an orderly place, it's cause for celebration and getting up out of your chair and pumping your fist in the air. So that's how I felt on Friday, and I thought I'd just tell a quick story about that. So in my day job, my professional career as a software consultant, not long ago we did a major rev of the infrastructure software that runs the educational portal, that the educational portal software I helped to build out and maintain. And let's see. I actually tried going through this once in a previous take, and it just took forever. But you know, after rolling this software, without going into too much detail, you know, we've been working on optimizing the software, trying to make it run as fast as we can. You know, get those page load times as quick as we can. And so one of the things I worked on was these date time formatting functions. You know, this idea of you know, people in Europe will expect to see the, you know, dates formatted as day, month, year, whereas people in the US often expect to see month, day, year. And so if you want to build software that tries to show the right formatting to the right people, you need to pass your, you know, there's usually one logical representation of a date down in the database, and what you have to do is pass that through functions to format it correctly based on the user's settings. So I had spent some time optimizing these functions, and not long ago I rolled my optimizations up to the production server, and you know, sometime later that day we got these alert messages indicating that, you know, for some very small fraction of the users, my optimizations were creating, you know, were causing errors and basically causing the user to miss sections of their window, of their portal page. You know, certain sections would just come up in with an error message. So it was something like, you know, looking through the logs, it turned out it was something like 55 out of 60,000 requests were generating these errors. You know, 0.1% out of these just massive, massive activity. So I guess, in a way, that's at least good that it didn't affect too many people. But in any case, you know, there's this task of, okay, you know, what you do in a case like this is you try to go and figure out what page, you know, the person loaded, that generated the error, and try to reproduce that. And then, you know, once you can reproduce it, then you can you dig deeper to see what part of the code generated the error, and ultimately you fix it and you replay the conditions that produce the error and verify that the error no longer occurs, and then you move on. So I mentioned this was portal software, and as portal software, basically what that is, you know, everybody sees their own customized front page, and it's all configurable and all dynamic, and, you know, essentially figuring out what page a person was loading was pretty meaningless, because essentially everyone loads their portal page. And it's true there are other pages on the system that get a lot of traffic, but, you know, this is one of those kind of impossible situations where, you know, it was a general purpose function that in principle could have been called from anywhere, and a general purpose page, you know, that was pretty much called by everyone. So we had to get a little inventive in tracking down the issue. Let's see. This is also one of those situations where, you know, we could have, you know, essentially added some extra logging to the error and, you know, let people suffer a little longer while we gathered, additional information. But I decided before doing that road to, you know, kind of roll back my optimizations, you know, get the site working again, if a little slower, and see if I could determine from the existing logs we had where the problem was. And as I mentioned, it turned out to be pretty hard to track down, but here's the upshot. In our logs, we, you know, for every page, we actually log the cookies for that request. And from the cookies, we can tell which person was loading essentially each request. And so, what I did with a little help from the Oracle database was, you know, essentially insert all 60,000 requests for the day into a database, and set up little time windows around when the errors occurred, and look to see who was active during. I basically constructed these queries that would tell you, you know, which people were loading pages around the times of these errors. That's a very short description of a fairly long set of thought processes that got me to that point. But, you know, after a certain point, I had these queries and I could see the names of the people that were active on the site right around the time of the errors. And so it turns out that, you know, some of the names I came across were, you know, Yin and Peng and Xiao, XIAO. And, you know, I started looking around through the internationalization software for the server system. And, you know, it turns out that we haven't really exposed all of these settings yet to everyone. We're still kind of vetting the software, but we had, was Chinese Simplified was one of the possible locales that if your browser was set to prefer that language setting, you know, if there's actually something in your options for your browser where you can tell it what languages you prefer, and there's an ordering, and HTTP, the protocol, supports all this. So it turns out that, you know, we had Chinese Simplified enabled, and from the names, the Yin, Pang, Xiao, I had tried French and German and sort of twiddled around with the different locales, and, you know, it wasn't obvious to me. And so once I saw these names, I thought, okay, it's got to be, you know, it's probably some Asian locale. And so then, you know, I went in and changed it to Chinese Simplified and reloaded the page, and bam, you know, there was the error. So it seems straightforward and simple. It always does when you go back in retrospect, but at the time it was kind of exciting to figure that one out without inflicting more pain on our users. So once I figured it out, it was a matter of minutes to actually get the bug and write a fix, and you know, that was a good feeling on Friday. So that's my story, and I'm actually kind of tired. It's getting around 10 o'clock. I'm going to try to wrap things up, and woo, this is almost a 10-minute post, probably double what I usually do. So I guess I'm going to have to start looking at all that BitTorrent stuff and try to save myself some bandwidth. Okay, well, good night, everybody, and take care, and we'll see you next time.